Welcome into Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to find out information about healthcare options in our community. Today we'll be speaking with Philip Price, who is a nurse practitioner with Mercy Urgent Care in Burnsville. This is an opportunity for us to find out about, first of all, you and then Mercy Urgent Care. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the opioid crisis that we're all so extremely concerned about. So let's start off with Philip Price. Who are you and what do you do?
Good to be here. I'm glad to talk with you. I'm a nurse practitioner. I work for Mercy Urgent Care. Mm-hmm. So I work in the clinic seeing patients, diagnosing them, and giving them medication if needed. And so we see all types of people at Mercy. We see young children all the way up to more mature adults.
Mm-hmm. So now, you're in urgent care, so who should come to there? Of course, it's open to anybody, but what's the ideal patient for the urgent care?
We see a variety of things that have urgent nature to them, mm-hmm. as the name indicates. We see most minor illnesses, cuts, scrapes, and even broken bones. All of our clinics have x-ray services. We can put casts on and do those things.
So now, do you work at the Burnsville location or at other ones as well? Where all do you work?
We have multiple providers that work at different clinics, mm-hmm. and so we all rotate through all of them.
Okay, so you do spend at least part of your time at Burnsville. Yeah. Can you give us a quick description of where the Burnsville Urgent Care is in case if folks don't know?
So the address of the Burnsville location is 41 Charlie Brown Road.
Okay.
And it's located within the little shopping center there.
Yeah, there's a little shopping center there. And what are the hours?
We're open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're open most days except for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter.
Okay, so other than that, you're there and ready to help folks whenever possible. Well, let's talk the opioid crisis a little bit. When you think of it, what's the first thing you think of as far as that is concerned?
The opioid epidemic is a national problem that has peaked in the early 2000s. It started with the opioids coming about in the early 1990s and drug reps and companies saying that they were non-addicting and that they had very little side effects. We've come to know now that opioids do come with many side effects, including addiction. So throughout the country, there has been an increase in deaths related to the side effects of opioids. And a lot of it has come from prescription medications from doctors being misinformed by the addiction potentiality of opioids.
So they really are just alarmingly addictive, aren't they?
They can be in certain scenarios. The opioid epidemic was actually declared a public health emergency by the president, mm-hmm. in 2017. The CDC estimates that every day 115 Americans die due to an opioid-related overdose. This is nationwide. It has not spared Western North Carolina. And in fact, Yancey County's top health priorities over the last couple of years have been substance abuse and mental health.
So we know it's all there. Are there any special programs going on to help folks with that problem right now?
Yes. There are many guidelines put out by, mm-hmm. the Centers for Disease Control and the North Carolina STOP Act, which stands for Strengthen Opioid Misuse Prevention Act, and that was signed in 2017. And it's being used to address providers providing too many opioids and to kind of help rein that in.
Okay.
And so a lot of the guidelines include checking the controlled substance registry before prescribing opioids, educating patients on proper storage and administration of medications, limiting opioid use to 3 days for acute type pains, and prescribing the least amount of medication needed to provide adequate pain relief.
Are there programs or anything available that would give folks an alternative route to stay away from the opioids and get into something maybe different? Is there anything that you guys are doing along that line?
Yes. Mercy Urgent Care has recently updated its policy on pain management to correctly align with the CDC and NCSTOP Act guidelines. And so for most issues, pain can be adequately controlled using anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, physical therapy, stretching.
So that's the type of thing that doctors, family nurse practitioners discuss with patients in addition to when they have a pain problem that's something that might involve an opioid to try to help, just don't even prescribe them to start with.
Correct. And in fact, there are some studies that show that taking one ibuprofen tab with one extra strength Tylenol provides pain relief 60% better than one 10 milligram Percocet.
Wow. So if they come up with combinations like that and continue to study it, it'll help with the overall situation.
Of course.
Yeah. We'll stop our conversation here and continue tomorrow on Healthcare Update and speak more with Philip Price. We'll get an actual definition of what opioids are and more information about the services available from Mercy Urgent Care and also programs that they have concerning the opioid abuse problem in our country. Again, thank you to Philip Price, nurse practitioner with Mercy Urgent Care. These conversations are sponsored by Mercy Urgent Care. Thank you for listening.